Kirby and Josh. Home solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Get out of here, we're done.
We are done and we are excited because the mayor has approved something that we didn't think she would approve.
See, did she think that we were joking? That's the question. Because I certainly wasn't.
All I can say is she's getting around Gruner Fortune in a big way.
Oh, how good would that be? People would come from all around the world to play.
That's what I reckon. And so maybe she is thinking strategically and doesn't just think that it's a joke.
Yeah, potentially. I'm hoping. Well, I'm hoping.
She signed off on it. That's all you need to know.
This guy. Jason Singh, Taxi Ride.
What a legend.
Whoa, how nice guy was he?
He's just charming.
He definitely still dresses rock star though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks the part.
He does.
He also is quite competitive.
Yeah, he is. Showed your true colours again. Just going to sometimes back it up. What you said to him off air was awful. I'm not even going to say it.
Do you want me to say it?
No. Save it for another time. I might even use it on the show tomorrow.
It was bad. Also, what was bad is that my friend is still a liar. That's what I'm going
to
say.
Yeah. You can listen to all that and more right now on the podcast.
If you're single and in your late 20s, early 30s, even a bit older, I think everyone has experience at one stage in their life being in the family and there's that auntie or mum that goes, when are you going to get married? And they start pestering you. And you think, do you know what, I'm actually fine being single. But they're always just asking you questions and they're trying to set you up and it's just like, let me be single.
That's right, let me do more. I'll find someone, don't worry.
Exactly. Yeah. And some people don't want to find people and that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for one lady over in the UK, she's taken to BuzzFeed and her mum has done something which I think just takes that asking question to a whole other level. So she's taken to BuzzFeed to tell the story of her ex. So she met a guy out of the blue. And after 2 months, they were getting going along very well.
Yeah.
But after 2 months, he proposed.
Oh, and she said, sounds quick. It might not have been.
It might not have been. You know, if you know, you know. Mm. Anyway, she saw the ring, said it was a lovely ring, and so decided to go along with it.
Yeah.
After she asked a few questions, she became sus, and quickly she realised that her mum had set her up with her fiancé.
Oh, wow.
And not only set her up, but was paying him to go out with her, and on top of that, bought the engagement ring before she had even met this guy for her.
That's a little bit sad, isn't it?
Because
he's just dating her for the money.
Yeah.
And then proposed. And it's, I don't like that.
It's a Nikki situation, but she's left him now and she said she's happily in love.
Yeah.
But it did get me thinking of a situation with myself, not with a fiancé where I've been set up with, but something to do with one of my best friends, and I'm going back to when I was 12.
Okay.
And so
she's held on to that.
Well, we went to this disco. It was called Crossroads.
Yeah.
And you got dressed up. Yeah. You'd be a bit awkward at the start, but then eventually guys would start asking the girls to dance.
Towards the end of the night, yeah.
Yep. Now, Cody, she was a good-looking young girl. She was getting asked left, right and centre. Guys coming up to her. There was one guy that I remember looking over and he was holding her so close that he slipped his hands into her back pockets.
Oh, jeez.
And then there was just me on the side doing my own thing.
Oh.
I was a little upset, but I thought, no, I can rock this.
So you were just staring there watching?
Mm, I was.
That's the sad moment.
Yeah, it was. And
were you sitting down?
No, I boogied a little bit, but you could tell I was alone.
Yeah.
And then right at the end, a guy came up to me and he asked me to dance.
Yeah.
And so I did. But I forever have been sus because Cody had the biggest smile on her face that she's behind it all. So I wanted to get her on now to clarify this. Cody, can you tell me the truth? Did you set this guy up?
I think you'll find that it was just a large coincidence that his friend was the one that I was dancing with.
Oh.
There was nothing else to it. I definitely did not ask him to ask you to dance.
Cody, I'm just going off the lie detector here. And it's bouncing off the Richter scale. So you stand by your story then?
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. You were very desirable, Natalie.
No, I wasn't. We've seen photos of me when I was 12. I was maybe desirable for a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
That was it.
I'm not going to say anything, but, you know, I wouldn't have asked you to dance.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Can I believe
We've got this man in the studio.
This is exciting.
Jason Singh from Taxi Ride. I mean, is that how everyone just introduces you now in your life?
No, I mean, some people just call me Taxi Ride. That's they don't bother to get to know the actual person. But I hope it never goes away. It was a huge part of my life, and me learning how to be a muso and just, you know, growing into an adult male, you know, it was a huge part of my life and something that I've begun to celebrate more and more every day.
And so you are here because you've got a tour on at the moment.
Yes.
And this has been extended?
It has been extended. It started with 11 shows, and the tour is called Jason Singh Plays Taxi Ride, Hits, Bits and Beyond. I just had a lot to say. but, you know, there is a 20-year-plus journey that I'm trying to cover, and, you know, and as the title suggests, needed to be a long one. But all the hits, all the bits and stuff that we would play back in the day that we stopped playing towards the end, and then everything that I did beyond Taxi Ride. And so it was only supposed to be 11 shows, and then it got some really good reviews and stuff, and it got extended to 30 shows, and now we're just about to blow it out to 60 shows. So I can't believe it. Like, it's the biggest tour of my whole career.
That's amazing.
I can't get over it.
So what's it like? Because obviously you would have been pretty young when Taxi Ride took off.
Yeah.
You know, that's like back in the 90s, early 2000s. And well, like Australian music was huge, wasn't it?
It was. It was the king.
And so what was that like taking off so young? And like, did it, you know, obviously it changes you, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely does. And there's a song that I make reference to in the show because the show's about explaining what the songs are about and stuff like that as well. There's a song called How I Got This Way, which was all over radio back in 2000 or something like that. And that song's about an intervention that my mum put on when it sort of went to your head. It's very hard, you know, as a 20-year-old to hang on for that kind of acceleration, you know. We went from, like, total nobodies to not being able to leave the house sometimes, which was it's a crazy ride. And
mental?
That, like, fast to the top. Yeah. It's a lot to handle as a 20-year-old, you know.
Because it's changed. Obviously, you've seen the complete change because we would have had cassettes back in the 90s. And then
Cassingles.
Yeah, that's right. And then so, like, were you recording demos onto that to send
We
out?
Were. Well, we recorded all our demos on the cassette tapes, and a friend of ours who drove a taxi would play our cassettes in his cab to people that would get in the cab, and he was our sort of, he would give us feedback about, you know, they really liked this song and they hated that song.
Yeah.
And we'd go back and workshop the songs like that. And, like our first album was recorded onto tape, like with 2-inch tape. There's no tricks or anything, you know, and now you can make an album in
off your phone.
There's
off your phone,
really.
literally off your phone, on the toilet.
Yeah. And so when you see kids like nowadays and they just chuck up a little chorus on TikTok and then they become super famous, is it you like amazed that can happen? Or
I am amazed. I mean, my kids are all over TikTok and stuff like that. I'm kind of still like shocked by it because I don't know how it happens. No, I don't know if anyone knows how those kind of viral things take off. But, you know, back in my day it was, you know, 200 interviews, 40 TV appearances, you know, every magazine that you could go see, every in-store that you could do, every gig that you could do to try and get out there and make it happen. Now you can do it, like you said, from your phone. And
it's amazing.
Have you learnt any of the TikTok dances there?
Not the I've been too amazed. I haven't learned.
The kids aren't, Dad, come on.
I haven't learnt many of the dances, but I hear some funny stuff from my kids when they repeat it.
Oh, brilliant. Just going to get you to stick around for a moment, Jason Singh, because you are going to go head-to-head with Herbie next in Fill in the Blank.
It's on.
Jason Singh from Taxi Ride joins us in the studio. We're about to play a game called Fill in the Blank, Herbie taking on Jason. This is where I'll play a bit of a song, and then you guys just have to finish off the lyrics. We are doing songs from the late 90s, early 2000s, rock bands. Jason, do you still remember those times?
Sometimes. I have flashbacks.
All right.
Here
we
go. Be fine.
First one. Here we go.
Got it. Great song. I want to lay like this forever until the sky falls down on me.
Vain. Oh. That was almost better than this.
Yeah.
Or you
you've done a better job than him.
I love that.
I love Savage
Mine Girl. Is not going to sound anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, do we have to sing it or do we just
no,
say
no,
it?
No, I think it
sounds
nice.
Better when you sing it.
Okay, good.
Herbie, maybe not.
Well, Herbie has to sing it too now.
All right.
That's
well,
a new rule. I just
all
added
right.
a new rule.
How well do you know Taxi Ride?
I hope you're talking to her.
I definitely know it, but right. we're like, okay, no.
Let's see where you go. Well,
let's find out.
Nervous.
We'll go with it.
This is so
we'll
now that he's in the room.
I'm just going to stare right at you.
All right, here we go.
With every breath that I take, I roll up my sleeves and...
Oh. No, I roll up my dreams and... Blow them away. I'll throw. I mean, I was close.
You were very, very close. Oh. Sometimes I also sing that lyric.
I'm going to give that a
no. It's a no.
That's a no.
It's a no. That's okay.
The second one's harder, by the way. So.
But I,
I hope it's another Taxi Ride.
Do you know
song.
What? I would have been singing the wrong lyrics the whole time and yeah. so loud when I've been out. But anyway.
All right. Back to you, Jason. One more just to go make it 2 from 2.
Let's go.
She's so sweet with her jet black stare. She's so sweet with her
jet black
stare. Tell you what, the vocal range is just...
You come
God, they were good too, weren't they, Jeff?
They were so good.
Are you got any stories about them?
The only story is that they grew up in the same street as my wife in Dingley.
Stop it.
Yes, for real.
Dingley boys.
Dingley. Well, they were, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Dingley boys.
All right.
Does she have any stories?
Not that she's told me.
All right. Herbie, last one. Let's bring it home strong.
I'm feeling nervous again.
Okay.
Do you want me to face the other way?
No, no, no. I love the pressure.
Okay.
Roller coaster ride inside your mind is terrified. Yeah. Don't you know, baby? Everybody.
Well done.
It wasn't smooth.
No, was, no.
It was like when it was being written.
Yeah.
That's the next line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a great, yeah, what a great show. Well done, by the way.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank
I'll give you a clap for that one.
If you want me on tour, I
am in such need of someone like you on the road.
Jason Singh, you play at the Barwon Club June 4. That is tickets going. Are they on sale now?
They are on sale right now. Yep, you can either get them from the Barwon Club or you can hit my Facebook, Jason Singh Taxi Ride, and all the links are on that.
And your TikTok?
Don't start. No, wrong TikTok. Yeah. No, it'd be great if everyone jumped back on and come and check out this night. It's going to be a fun night, and I'm, you know, local boy. Mm. So let's get the locals back out.
Yes. That's right. We'll get the details up, krock.com.au. Pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On KROQ 955. Somebody, I will
be there for you. Justin Bieber, Hold On. Herbie and Josh driving you home on KROQ 955. A little bit fresh outside at the moment. Tomorrow, though, mostly sunny and 19.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, Herbie.
Ooh, I'm stretching.
This is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. A yeah, nah for no, and nah, yeah for yes.
Yep.
You know, just take it easy.
I like yeah, nahs.
Why?
Nah, yeahs don't come around too often.
Yep, okay. Okay, very true. All right, here we go, kicking off with this one. Travelling to the past.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Why do you do this? Yeah, nah. No, why?
You wouldn't want to go back in time?
No. Like, just stay in today's society. Be in the moment. Be present. Don't go to bloody space and don't go back to the 60s.
Would you go to the future? Would you want to know what the future's like?
No, because it's just going to be bad. I can't see my life turning out to be some incredible blockbuster. I don't want to go forward and go, well, it wasn't worth living for anyway. So, no, I'm not doing that. I think it's just silly.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, a paranormal researcher reckons that thousands of people get lost in the cracks of time
no,
each
they don't.
Year. He reckons that there's little cracks of time. You might just be walking down the
I
street,
reckon,
bang, gone back in time.
He's been dabbling with a different sort of crack. That's what I think.
Yeah, maybe he has. Compact toilet paper.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
I'm going to say nah, yeah, because anything in the toilet paper world is a good thing. Because you want toilet paper.
Provided it's comfortable.
Yeah, one ply is just not worth it. People who go the one ply.
If you, well, I know you said you like using public toilets. Some of those toilet papers are
It's just risky.
Rough.
You think you're wiping, the next thing you see, it's gone right through to your hand. It's not good.
I was gonna say, it's just not. It's just very rough. It's like sandpaper at times. So this guy, these people in Japan have made a compact toilet paper that equals 300 meters.
Whoa.
So that is a lot.
That is huge. Imagine the people lining up for that. You see people lining up at Costco to get a bulk buy of it.
Yeah.
They would be,
whoa. Well, you'd be set for life.
Not if you've grown up in my family, four brothers, you'd be set for probably 2 weeks.
Oh, right. How many sheets are they using on it?
I wouldn't know, but they spend a lot of hours in there.
Last one, chicken brains.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Why would you eat chicken brains when you can have the breast? It's like you people who willingly go to give me thigh. No, thank you.
You don't like thigh?
Maybe in a slow cooked. Don't just give it to me. I like just the breast, thanks. And when I go to a chicken chip shop, I'll only order breast.
Mm. Do you like the wings and stuff?
Not really. I mean, I'll eat a bit of skin off it because that's nice. But I don't really like, you know.
Do you not like chicken wings, like buffalo wings and stuff?
Oh, I only like the ones, not the big drumstick looking ones. I like the wings ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
same. I only eat them. Don't give me a big drumstick.
No, and don't give me the ones that, like, you have to actually cut the wing in half to make it look like the small ones.
Yes, and yeah, don't cheat the system. Can you do the trick where you can eat a wing in one go?
No, I can't. Anyway, so chicken brains apparently is the key to a long life. Dexter Kruger has become Australia's oldest living man. 111 and 124 days. That was his secret, eating chicken brains.
That's disgusting. That's not helping him live. Really? He hasn't lived. Yeah, he maybe has made it to 110, but you haven't lived a day more than one.
Try it at least, Dexter. What are you doing?
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
He is our favourite newsreader on a Tuesday, Louis Zacka from the newsroom. Welcome. Oh, sorry, I've done this to you again.
That's all right.
I don't know what it is about you, Mike, when you're in here, but it just doesn't turn on.
You're throwing because of your good looks.
No, well, careful, you're going to make Isaac jealous.
Oh!
I'm not biting.
Isaac Turner from the Geelong Supercats.
Who comes in every Friday.
Did you text him, did you?
No, I don't.
Oh, is that what happened?
No, this is Louis. You're throwing him under the bus. He is taken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you swallow those words pretty quickly. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry to everyone involved. All right, now, though, you are a bit of a movie buff. You bring in three movies, and we've got to guess what that movie, like, where it's from.
Yes. Last week was People Around the Office's favourite. Today, it's my favourites.
Oh.
Okay, this is good.
I don't know what you like. Did he get around May the 4th?
Are you a Star Wars man?
We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go to the first one then. Here we go. Movies. Louis' favourite movie.
On the outside, I was an honest man, straight as an arrow. I had to come to prison to be a crook.
I know what this one is. Do you know what it is?
No.
It's Shawshank Redemption. Yes.
Oh, great movie.
Great movie.
I've seen it.
Yep. Number great, one great ranked movie on IMDb.
Is it?
That's a great fact.
Yeah.
It's such a good movie.
Because I looked it up. I said top rated movies of all time.
Oh, smart man. Went through all the movies.
He's been brushing up on his knowledge to try and get into the game.
For sure. All right, next one.
Yes.
Wait, this is his game, or is this where we work together?
Yeah, well, we work together.
Yeah.
Team.
I thought you said. Oh. I was like, oh.
Next one.
Like, Josh, don't go without me.
No, we've got one.
Okay.
Yeah. Still thrown by Isaac Turner. All right. Next movie, here we go.
I want you to deal with your problem by becoming rich.
Ooh.
It sort of reminds me of, you can't handle the truth. It's the same passion.
Yeah. I feel like that's Leonardo DiCaprio, and I feel like that's The Wolf of Wall Street.
I feel like you've done it. Can you play it again?
Yeah.
I want you to deal with the problem by becoming rich.
I only know that because it was like Money, Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, it's when he's first starting up his firm and he's trying to get everyone to get on board.
Have you read the book?
Nah.
Yeah. Oh, the book is way better.
No doubt it is. They always are.
The story is like, we won't get into it because I don't think we can talk about
great
half
movie,
the stuff
though, Louis.
Yeah, I had to pick my quote from that movie very carefully.
Yeah, I'd love to be rich too. All right, third one.
Do you know what happens to a man who doesn't pay his debts? His boots catch fire.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm getting cartoon vibes.
No, it's an older movie, obviously. I'm just wondering, is it cartoon, you reckon?
Like, I was thinking, is it like Aladdin or something, but then...
Do you know what happens to a man who doesn't pay his debts? His boots catch fire.
Oh, can we have a clue, Louis?
Can I have a stab first? Robin Hood, Men in Tights?
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Good guess, though.
I just thought it was that, you know, the start scene when they're all in the jail.
I like that.
Originally written a long, long, long time ago.
Are we going to get this, or is this one of your obscure ones like last week with Little Miss Sunshine that no one knows?
I jumped up and down on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
you know, I reckon, yeah, it was. It's a big movie.
Yeah, so give us the hint. What's the hint? Who's in it?
It was made.
Leo.
Leo's in it. Oh, it's,
I think.
What's the mask one? The face where they've got the iron. Is that the one you're talking about?
The mask. Just,
was it the Count of Monte Cristo?
No.
No idea.
Or Hunchback of, no.
No, quick.
Why is Leo not in that?
We've literally got it. What is it?
Shakespeare in Love.
Oh, shocking movie. Get out, Luke.
To be or not to be.
Eddie. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Kirby and Josh's phone booth. Will someone pick up?
We're sorry.
So you might have heard this yesterday, because on a Monday, Herbie, we call telephones right across Geelong, the South Coast and the Bellarine.
That's right. We've been doing it for 5 weeks now and we've had no luck. All we wanted is someone to pick up. We'll have a chat with them, see what's happening, why they answered. And, yeah, no one wanted to pick up. But yesterday, our luck changed.
Yeah, that's right. We spoke to Dan, asked him, what are you doing, Dan?
Oh, nothing. Just going to buy some new shoes.
And you just walking past, heard the payphone and thought, I'll pick it up.
And it was just ringing, yeah, and it was just like something out of a movie, so.
Confident guy.
He was a ripper bloke. I mean, we didn't see him, we only heard him, and silly us, we forgot to because we were in a bit of shock that someone actually answered their phone.
We were, because you should have seen us. We were like, oh, no, looking at each other like, nah.
Just doesn't happen.
He did pick up, forgot to get his details, didn't say, hey, hold there for a second, Dan.
No.
We'll get your details after this.
So now we're on a Dan hunt.
Yeah.
And we want your help to try and find Dan. All we know is that his name's Dan. He was on his way to buy Vans and he wasn't working, or he was finished work by 4 o'clock yesterday. So if you know him, you can go to our socials, actually. We've got a little wanted poster. Yeah.
Tag any Dan that you know, really.
Yeah.
Until we find out who it was.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. We will find our man, Dan.
Oh, I cannot wait. Or you can give us calls off 52232955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
There are many rare things out there that people like.
Yeah, just for up for auction, and people just want to have them as a collectible in their home.
It's just wacko. You read things and you think, why do you want that?
Yeah, there's some stuff where you're just like, why? This is certainly a case for that. So Kurt Cobain, obviously lead singer of Nirvana, huge, you know, cult figure because...
super fans he has.
Yeah, well, that and still continuing, and, you know, what his message was to society at the time, and spoke for a lot of people. Both for a generation, really. So his bits of his hair, so 6 strands of his hair, so just 6.
Just not little strands, like a clump.
Not even tied off in a bow, just 6 strands of hair have gone up for auction and sold for $14,000.
What?
Yeah.
What? Have you feel it? You can barely see 6 strands.
Yeah, they've got it on a piece of black velvet in glass.
Of course.
And it's like framed up.
Which other way do you display hair?
And yeah, exactly. that would be the only way I would do it. And basically it just goes cut by his good friend. So surely, why wouldn't you just save a bit more? You know, give us a comp.
Exactly. If it's going to be going money, maybe let's say to charity, surely you give a bit more of your hair. But that's not the only weird thing that's out there on the internet that has been sold. There is some wacko celeb stuff.
Yeah.
And there's some that I've questioned. So this one, I just don't understand. The money went to charity. But what was sold was Britney Spears' used pregnancy test.
That is weird.
That is weird. And it went for $5,000.
Is it positive?
Well, it was positive because it was when she just had...
Oh, really?
...fell pregnant with Kevin.
I want to know, who's the one that... she didn't sell that.
No.
There's no way that she...
It was a radio station over in the States.
Oh, so they've tracked
it
down.
They've to give money to a charity.
Oh,
a child's charity, which
that's
still,
though... bit different.
I don't know if you're asking someone for their pregnancy test. That's a bit wacko. Sticking with Britney themed, her ex-boyfriend, Justin Timberlake,
once a piece of French toast from his house that sold for over $1,000. Would you, like, why do you need that?
Is it on the day? Can I? That's
exactly. Like, yeah. Can you eat it or is it cold? I don't get that. You've got
French toast also, not my favourite breakfast, like dessert type thing.
Is there a celeb out there that you want something of?
Maybe something that's valuable, though.
Maybe, like, Elvis Presley's Bible for $94,000. You could have that one.
$94,000.
You don't want that? Or, well, Scarlett,
I mean,
Johansson?
How much was he using it, though?
Well, I mean, if you listen to his songs, not much.
No, if you look at his life, too, I don't think he was. Maybe that's what he was making.
It's
up
unused,
for,
yeah, that's why.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Coming home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We've been stoked to get Mayor Stephanie Asher on the line.
This has been a mission.
It has been.
We've been trying to get her on. She's a busy woman, but finally she joins us.
Mayor Asher of Geelong, thank you so much for your time. Got to ask you straight off the bat, though, because there was an article saying that you were going to be in trouble at work. You said that, and I was just wondering, do you actually get in trouble at work because you wanted to secede from the ballerine? But aren't you the top dog?
yes, they do, is the short answer. It's more a case of, oh, my, what are we going to do now?
Right.
Reaction. But, you know, we deal with it. We roll with it. We try and be rubbery in the way we behave. Not knocked out by the punches. Just roll with them.
We did want to know, though, because we were reading recently about how with COVID, more jobs opened up across the community, which involved some people removing graffiti across Geelong. And with that, we took it to the listeners and said, instead of this, would we rather see a legal graffiti wall pop up somewhere in Geelong? And we had an overwhelming response for yes. So we wanted to get your thoughts on, do you think that's something that we could see here in Geelong?
It's a great idea, and I do think, like many great ideas, it sometimes is better to stay as an idea, because in practice, dedicated laneways and walls for street art have actually caused some problems and been quite problematic for the local council. So it's quite hard to preserve them to be protected for the intention and the purpose, but it is a great intention, and I think making sure that people direct their artistic endeavours to a positive use is always a good thing.
Would you be interested in leading the way in creating a big thing? So think the big banana, but a big thing here on the foreshore at the waterfront, because we know there is some money being put into updating all the features around there.
A big thing. We've already got a big Skywheel, haven't we? What would we do that was big for Geelong?
We like the idea of a big hills hoist.
Or a big ute, maybe.
Hey,
see?
You said it.
Could be anything. Yep. Could be anything.
A big fridge. Because I did learn last week, because I was listening to them for an interview I was doing with Swinburne University, all the innovations in Geelong.
Yeah.
And the ute, refrigeration, and the hills hoist were probably the three most memorable. I thought they were great. So, I think the hills hoist would be visually probably the most arresting, wouldn't it? Better than a fridge.
Yeah, yeah. And we could play Goon of Fortune off of it.
I love it.
Well, you heard it here first. Just quickly, of course, people need to get their hard rubbish collections used before, when was it, July?
June. Yeah, end of June. So everybody gets two hard rubbish collections a year. Mm-hmm. So if people have not already booked one or two, make sure you get your bookings in, because come July 1 you get another two, we hope, if the budget goes through as we've planned it to. But certainly you can book two free collections each financial year. So, yes, please go on to geelongaustralia.com.au/hardwaste, or you can just ring 5272 5444 and go through the process of just booking. Very simple. Very easy, really good instructions, and you can get rid of some of your rubbish before winter.
Also, the Have Your Say opportunity, what's that about?
So if people would like to have their say on some of the things that we've got out there at the moment for consultation, we've got our community plan and the budget. So this is a four-year budget. Yep. They're out for feedback until the 25th of May. We have the Barwon Heads Village Park Master Plan is out for consultation as well. So if you've got ideas, kids out there are keen to build a BMX track. Yep. So that's one really great idea. Sure, they're going to be putting a submission in. And also Labo Square in Nor Lane, there's some improvements being suggested out there. We'd love to hear feedback and what people think about how that could be improved as well.
And your votes for the hills hoist as well. All right, fantastic. Mayor Stephanie Asher, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Great to have a chat.
No worries at all. Thank you. We are in with a shot for that hills hoist, Herbie.
It's happening.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.